Those Two Girls on Hit 105.
Hey. That's new. Game three tonight at Suncorp. And of course, it's the decider, which is the best when that happens.
And it's the decider to end all deciders. I mean, countdown is on, Sarah. There 8 p.m. kickoff. It's all happening.
Yep. We're now hearing about who's playing and how many tries they've scored. But really, Liz, is that what the people want to hear about?
Well, I don't know. I like going down rabbit holes and finding out obscure facts that people can share over a beer or 12 at the Caco. So this is what we've prepared for you guys.
Hey, New South Wales, we know you're in town and we know you're listening. So how about you sit down, relax and get fact.
Ahead of tonight's game, rally round our boys, Queensland, because we're arming you with the best State of Origin facts and figures to get you through halftime.
And those pre-game drinks at the Caco.
Get fact.
The Story Bridge is lit up by 500 LED lights. The light bulbs will turn maroon tonight at 5 p.m. on sunset. They'll be joined by City Hall and Victoria Bridge. We're not painting the town red, we're painting the town maroon.
Get fact.
The Caxton Hotel, otherwise known as the Caco, have ordered an astounding 80 kegs of beer. They will serve over 10,500 beers tonight.
Get fact.
Fritzen Burger will sell 1,500 burgers before the game. Everyone needs a full belly to cheer.
Get fact.
Hog's Breath Cafe are expecting to sell 800 steaks before tonight's game. Tuck in, Brizzy.
Get fact.
BWS, the Caxton Hotel and Gambaro's have all confirmed the drink of choice for Queensland is 4X Gold and Great Northern Beer.
Get fact.
6 Steedon footballs will be used for each State of Origin game. That's 18 per series and more than 630 balls since Origin started. Hold on to it, boys.
Get fact.
Tonight, Suncorp Stadium expects 80,000 beers to be drunk. 20,000 of them in the corporate seating. Glug, glug, glug.
That's around 30,000 litres of beer.
Get fact.
More than 52,500 supporters will fill Suncorp Stadium tonight. Now, this is made up of 5,000 stadium member seats, 890 open corporate box seats, 1,500 corporate suite seats, 44,303 general public seats, 228 wheelchair positions, 228 escort seats, and 312 enhanced amenity seats. Wow.
Get fact.
But don't worry if you can't get to the game. We all know you can see it better on telly anyway.
Those Two Girls on Hit 105.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Guys, we're taking your triggered calls, 13, 10, 60. The phones have lit up as they do every morning. We absolutely love listening to these.
And the three best triggered callers today are going to win one of three, obviously, Origin jerseys. Thanks to Lou from What's Your Team merchandise. You can check it out at the Origin clearance sale at whatsyourteam.com. I've got another one. It came through on our Facebook page yesterday, Lise, and I couldn't pass it up from Alina. Thank you if you're listening. When the dishwasher tablet doesn't dissolve and you're just left with half a manky dishwasher tablet in the dispenser.
Happens daily at our place. All right. Aaliyah from Aspley, what have you got for us? What's triggered you?
When my mum sings over the top of me and the lyrics aren't correct.
Triggered.
That sounds like something I would do, Aaliyah. Yes. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Oh, is it really embarrassing?
Yeah.
That's do you want me to sing it. Something to you now?
Yeah, just sing some James Blunt. I'm caught in the middle. Hey, Rob from Logan Home, what has triggered you?
What triggers me is I'm a truck driver, and when you're coming up to red lights and you've judged your braking distance and you've got it all down to pat, and then someone decides, beauty, I'll have that space, and they jump right in front of you, and you've got to slam your brakes on a lot harder than you anticipated and nearly run up the back of them.
Triggered.
Rod, you know what? My husband taught me this. It is so dangerous to do that for truckies, isn't it? Like, I'm going to take a serious note here. But my husband had said to me, never, ever, ever cut in front of a truckie, because that's right, you guys actually judge that braking distance.
Because what takes us 20 metres to stop takes you guys 80.
Yeah. I love that one, Rod.
Absolutely, yeah. And they don't understand that. And when they get a truck up the rear end, then they blame the truckie.
Of course they do. Triggered.
Alex from Hillcrest, good morning. What are you feeling triggered-wise?
Oh, what triggers me is when you're on the way to work early in the morning, an old mate in front of you has the boat loaded up, ready to go out for the day.
Triggered.
It's probably Lisa's husband off to Somerset to catch more red claw yabbies.
Yeah, that'd be Dane. That's just unfair, and it's rubbing it in your face, isn't it, Alex? Okay, Brody from Kedron, what's triggered you?
Well, when you step in a puddle of water and you're wearing socks.
Oh,
triggered.
That is so true.
Yes, when you just duck outside to get something off the line. Boom.
And then they're just gone. In the dirty washing basket they go. They're dead to me. All right, guys. Three of those, Sarah. I'm not going to choose them. The producer's going to do that, aren't they?
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Hey, funny story.
It's made the news.
I'm laughing already. A bride-to-be has fixed her own cracked tooth with super glue because she was terrified of the dentist. So, like, her front tooth just cracked while she was on holiday. She was like, I'm having none of this dentist business. Bit of super glue. Hoo, good as new.
God, that just makes my skin crawl. Just the thought of, like, fixing my own tooth.
Poor dentists. Nobody likes them, do they? Hey, have you ever... If you've had a bad experience...
Well, I think she did. And the story goes that she did. As a young child, she had a really traumatic experience that left her in quite a bit of agony. And since then, she has a phobia of the dentist. But all's well that ends well. She actually overcame her phobia and ended up having to spend $50,000 on dental surgery get it properly fixed.
That makes a $6 tube of super glue sound all right, doesn't it? Have you ever done a DIY, Lise, that you shouldn't have on yourself?
Yes, I have. Look, I'm a fan of multitasking and trying my hand at different things. And I went through a phase of waxing my own eyebrows, which is pretty common. And I was doing a relatively good job of it. But one particular day I was Well, not on this particular day. I was very much in a rush. I had one kid in the corner of the bathroom. I had the wax pot heating. And I went to grab the wax with the little orange stick thing, you know, that little spatula thing, and I ended up smearing an entire glob of wax all over my actual eye. So it dripped from my eyebrow, covered my eye like a pirate, Sarah. So my eye was like glued down by wax. I had to rip it off. So when I came out and I was hysterical.
Don't you just put baby oil on
or
something?
No, there was too much wax for baby oil. I was like, I'm ripping it off. I was in hysterics. I was laughing so much because I was like, this could be dangerous, but I don't have a choice. So I ripped it off and then all of my eyelashes got waxed off. So nothing happened to my eyebrow. No eyelashes for about 3 months.
You would have just looked like one of those ladies in a Botticelli painting.
Yes, I did.
Or like the Mona Lisa. She had no eyelashes.
Went into work and my colleague was like, you've done something. I can't quite put my finger on it. What's happening here? Yeah, no eyelashes, not a good look. Guys, 13 10 60, what have you DIY'd on your body
that you probably really shouldn't have?
Oh, taking your calls next, guys.
Oh, have you got one, Scotty, already?
Do you want to chat to Zane? Okay. We got Zane on the line.
Hey, bring it Zane on. From Springfield Lakes. What happened to you?
Good morning, girls.
Hey.
The morning before my wedding, my dog bit me in my face and split my whole lip open. So I super glued the lip back together.
What?
Oh, did that make it awkward when you had to kiss the bride?
Well, every time I smiled, the super glue would crack, so I super glued it back.
Zane!
Oh, was I've got the heebie-jeebies.
Was there no option to go to a quick emergency room? I don't even know. I've never split my lip open. But was there no other option, or were you just like that kind of guy?
It was a significant cut. I could actually see my teeth behind my lip. So the cut was about 15 millimeters long. I didn't want stitches for the wedding photos.
Zane, you must have been in an extraordinary amount of pain. What happened after that? What did your bride say, for starters? And then what happened after? You must have had to have surgery for that properly.
Well, I had to go to the doctor the next morning. The doctor asked, when the doctor came into the room, she said, "So you've super glued your lip back together with surgical super glue?" I said, "No, IGA super glue."
Zane, I love you. Oh. Jess from Ipswich, what have you DIY'd on yourself?
Well, I didn't personally do anything. It was my dad. When I was a kid, I cut my hand on corrugated iron and he used fishing braid to sew up my hand.
Oh, gosh, how old were you? Did it hurt like hell?
Not as bad as what I thought, but I was only like 10 or 11, but the cut itself hurt more. And he was just a very self-sufficient father.
Where were you? Were you in the middle of nowhere or were you near a hospital?
He was shearing sheep and he said, don't go near the shed, and I did.
Okay.
And I fell and
so you deserved
my head open.
He's like, that'll teach you. I'm going to sew that up myself. You'll never go near there again. Hey, Jasmine from Newstead, what did you DIY on yourself that you shouldn't have?
Smash my fingers with a hammer, and good old dad brings the duct tape out, fixes them on up, makes me finish the job. And
what is it with dads?
What dad happened? Off. So were the bones broken in your fingers? Was it like...
No, I split the nail, a bit of blood. Bit bad. Like, I wasn't too impressed with it. I wasn't very old either. He's like, you're right.
A bit of duct tape.
Duct tape fixes everything, Sarah. Fixes everything. Richard from Cleveland, we've got you back on the line, I think. What's going on in DIY land for you?
I ripped out my tooth with a pair of vice grips. My tooth was like dead, and it was going to take me about 3 weeks to get into the dentist, they said, and I was in pain. So I put a pair of rubber surgical gloves around the vice grip so they gripped it better and clamped it on. And, grabbed it with one hand and, hit my wrist with my other hand and the force of it took my tooth out.
What? I mean, talk us through the pain levels there.
This is like medieval. People did this as torture.
Torture.
Well, I was driving and I was,
You were driving while you ripped your teeth out?
Oh, no. Well, I had vice grips in the car.
I mean, who doesn't?
I needed to get my tooth out. I was in too much pain. And I was, wiggling and all that. And, it was pretty much dead, the tooth.
An immediate relief once you'd ripped it out?
not really. About a minute later, it was, but
Richard.
It's not advisable.
No, but, follow the advice of your dentist. Hey, Lisa from Jimboomba, what have you DIY'd that was a bad idea?
Well, with my husband, he had a fluid cyst inside his wrist with a ligament. And to avoid surgery, we used to drain it with a needle and avoid surgery. It kept coming back to avoid surgery. Basically got a big, heavy, hard-covered book. And he said, 1, 2, 3, because we YouTube it on YouTube. That's how you get rid of them. And 1, 2, 3, bang, and it never came back again. It burst it. So.
Like you hit his wrist with an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Hard-covered book, yeah.
And did it ever come back?
I just love that you YouTubed it.
And it never came back. So he burst the cyst pocket and he's healed. So,
Lisa, okay, so why was he avoiding surgery so much?
Well, you know, time off work and a lengthy recovery period for someone just to burst a little pocket cyst. So
you're like, I'll sort it out.
Don't have time for that. Boom.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Folks, the Courier Mail is reporting that school attendance rates in the Elanora and Palm Beach area on the Goldie are 2% lower than the state average. And the Education Queensland people are saying there's an extensive plan among Queensland schools to improve attendance rates and increase grades. Now, do you know what that means for kids
in
that area? No more Maccas.
That's it. Maccas at Elanora. have put up a sign saying any student in school uniform will not be served between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. This is as per your school's request. So they've gone along with it, which I think is extraordinary, really, because they're a business. They can do whatever the hell they want.
They just need money.
But I think it's incredible that they're supporting the community and just going, look, if there's an issue with your kids not attending the school, we'll support you. We'll back you. We
won't serve them. And obviously the school's just jack of it because too many kids must be rocking up with their
hotcakes
and thick shakes when they waltz into the schoolyard after 9 a.m.
Well, I don't even know if they're showing up at all. I think they're just hanging out at Macca's. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, Sarah, I went to Bridgerdean at Indooroopilly, and we weren't allowed to eat in school uniform at all. We just weren't allowed to eat in public in school uniform. Like, we could eat at school.
Yeah, wow.
At all. They wouldn't. That was one of the rules of our school, which was quite a strict school. But look, what do you think about this?
Well, I think that schools have been implementing those things for a while. When I moved to Brizzy and went to grade 12, I went to All Hallows for that year, and we weren't allowed to wear our sports uniform out in public. You had to wear the full dress room.
Uniform.
So I don't think it's unheard of. But I think that Mac is jumping on board, as you said, and supporting the school and saying, yes, we want kids to be at school where they should be between 9 and 3 too. So just don't go there in your school uniform, or go there after 3:30 p.m. I guess.
I mean, the loophole, of course, is if the kids get out of their school uniform and still decide to wag, they can get themselves some nugs and chips. That's the loophole there. And I'm figuring that if the kids are wagging, there might be a bit on the street smart side, and they might figure that out pretty quickly.
That's the way you thought as a student, Lise. You deviant.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Guys, we've got a pretty feel-good story to share with you. Happened on Twitter after an employee shared her boss's inspiring message, and it racked up more than 8,000 retweets, 30,000 likes, and it's all because she sent an email to her colleagues that read, "I'm taking today and tomorrow off to focus on my mental health, and hopefully I'll be back next week refreshed and back to 100%.
Yeah, so he could, her boss then emailed her directly following that sort of colleague email, and he said, "Hey there, I just wanted to personally thank you for sending emails like this. Every time you do, I use it as a reminder of the importance of using sick days for mental health. I can't believe this is not standard practice at all organisations. You are an example to us all and help cut through the stigma so we can all bring our whole selves to work." I mean, best boss in the world. For her to receive a response, such a positive response from her CEO. I also love the fact, Sarah, that in her initial email to her colleagues, she doesn't rabbit on about anything. She doesn't say, "Hey guys, you know, this is what's happening to me." She just calls it as it is.
Yep.
"I'm taking a couple of mental health days." She doesn't say what's happened. It could just be that she's stressed, that she needs to recalibrate. Sometimes mental health is just that. You're feeling that overwhelm and you just have to say, "I need to take some time to reset my brain."
And I feel like that sets the boundaries for the colleagues too. So, you know, if sometimes you would take a sick day in a job and you've just set it up as I've got a sore throat and a cold, but you might still get called throughout the day. Whereas I feel like if you're just honest about needing some time out and to reset, then people would give you that space. But what I love even more is that her boss didn't let go of this, and he went on and wrote another message on Medium talking about why companies need to think about the mental health of their employees. And he said, "It's incredibly hard to be honest about mental health in the typical workplace. In situations like this, it's so easy to tell your teammates that you're not feeling well. But even in the safest environment, it's still uncommon to be direct with your coworkers about mental health issues. It's 2017. We're in a knowledge economy. Our jobs require us to execute at peak mental performance. When an athlete is injured, they sit on the bench and recover. Let's get rid of the idea that somehow the brain is different." And he called for all employers to think of ways to help create a safe space for teammates. I mean, that makes me want to work for that bloke.
And
it inspires so much loyalty in employees if you've got an employer and a boss who thinks like that, I think.
And I just think, I mean, I've had family members deal with mental health. For a big part of my life, it was just I've been around that. And for me, I've always equated mental health to, it's no different to having a broken limb, or it's no different to having diabetes. Sometimes you just need to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not weird. It's not, you just have to say it how it is. And the more people are open about it, you don't have to tell people your life story. You just have to say, you know what? I'm feeling a bit blah, I need to reset. That's all people have to say. The more we do this, Sarah, the more we will destigmatize this. You know?
I think it's a great story. So if you've got a team that you're working with, just keep this in the back of your mind today, Brizzy.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
It's a bit of an honour to get to sing the national anthem at the game, especially when it's the decider and all eyes are on that stadium. Now, this year, that honour is going to none other than Paulini. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Paulini. Now, you are, of course, the star of The Bodyguard, which is coming to QPAC very, very soon. I'm going, Paulini. I'm going to the opening night.
You're going to love it.
Congratulations for being selected to sing tonight's national anthem. How are you feeling?
I'm really excited, actually. This is the first time I've actually performed at a State of Origin match. I've done a few NRL matches, but this is the first time I've done State of Origin. So this is going to be, you know, the atmosphere, I'm pretty sure, is going to be crazy. So I'm really excited about it.
So what do you do? How do you prepare in the dressing room beforehand? You're doing a bit of me, just like that?
I like how you did that. I do a bit of me. That's one of the exercises. But look, I like to like warm up my body, so I'll do a bit of like just sit-ups and all that type of stuff.
Really?
And
then I get that diaphragm really engaged.
Yeah, you got to get it nice and strong and tight before you walk out there. You got to warm your whole body up.
Now, Paulini, I understand you grew up in Sydney, so you are walking into enemy territory, my friend. Are you going to be wearing blue or maroon?
Hey, man, look, I'm not scared at all. Seriously, bring it on.
Oh, them's fighting words.
I would suggest you wear maroon if you value your life.
I don't think so,
and if
mate.
You want everyone to come to QPAC and see The Bodyguard, wear maroon, Paulini.
Hey, Paulini, I have to tell you this. We know you're very busy. We won't keep you much longer. But you know your Merry Christmas album from 2015?
Yeah.
Okay, I listen to your beautiful voice every single day because my two little boys are obsessed with track number 8, Jingle Bell Rock. I know every word. I know every nuance of that song. We play it in January, March, July, every month of the year, Paulini.
That's awesome.
Isn't it
Your
so
boys are the
cute.
Best. Your boys are the best.
So, Paulini, you've got about 11 hours till kickoff, until you're in action. What are you doing today while you're in Brizzy?
I'm doing a few, a lot of, you know, just media calls and interviews like I am now. So I'm going to be, you know, getting the vocal cords going already.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this interview? What do you give us out of 10?
Oh, look, this is 10 out of 10. I got 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 out of 10.
Just, all right.
It's, you know, because of the boys, because of the young boys.
Thank you. And, you know, can I just slip in there? You know how I'm coming to opening night of Bodyguard?
Yep.
Oh.
Can you take me backstage?
Mate, you're going to have to talk to our company manager.
See, Paulini,
really about stuff
Lee's just, she's always asking for media perks, Paulini. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm sorry that you just had to experience that. Hey, best of luck for tonight. Go
Thank
Queensland.
You.
Break a leg, Paulini.
You.
Thanks
Go
for your
Paulini.
Time.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
What do you want?
450.
For jousting sticks.
Just let me buy you stuff on Gumtree and have some fun, please.
Selling me. Dreaming.
All yes, right, Brizzy, it's that time. It's my favourite time of the week when we go in to tell Dane he's dreaming. Dane's Lisa's husband, and he's got a bit of a gum tree problem.
He certainly does. Look, guys, this was arguably last week's biggest segment because, yes, let me tell you that my husband, Dane, I love him dearly, but he has a severe problem with gum tree purchases. He has a list that I feel are like ridiculous wish items. Last week, Sarah, we put it out to the people of Brisbane because Dane wanted to purchase an $1,100 female camel. right? Unfortunately for me, Brisbane got right behind it, and now we are seriously considering purchasing a camel called Cindy. That was a former circus camel from one of the callers that chatted to us last week. Now, this week, don't laugh, don't encourage this, because this is the bane of my marriage. It's causing severe financial distress on me. This week, guys, what I'm going to tell Dane he's dreaming, because this is what he's brought up with me. Okay. He wants to buy.
Wait.
What?
You have to tell people what he's obsessed with first.
Well, no, I'll just tell them what he wants to buy and then we'll workshop this. He's come to me. He said, Lise, there's a $1,500 6-metre long jetty that I want to buy for our dam. Now,
wait, how big is your dam?
The dam is 12 metres. So essentially, we would be decking our dam. So there'd only be about 3 square centimetres of water.
Scotty's gone. Scotty can't control himself.
This is terrible. I have to try and keep a straight face when he comes to me with this. So the jetty extends out to 11 metres.
Wow, so basically it's a bridge.
It's like Jesus walking on water. That'll be me walking out on my dam. All the ducks have gone. If we put this dam, we have beautiful wild ducks that congregate in our dam. Well, they did. That's a whole other story.
Didn't he try and put Roundup to kill the weeds?
That's the latest project. He came down with gallons of Roundup and he said, I'm starting from scratch. Killed everything off in the dams.
Oh my gosh. Those ducks off. Would have been walking around that little like Chernobyl thing.
It's a catastrophe. This whole Gumtree obsession is a catastrophe. These are his dot points, okay?
Okay.
Because he comes prepared. He knows what he's up against, okay. I.e. me.
You, the handbrake.
These are the dot points. He said, Lise, the boys can fish off it. Okay, fine. He also said it'll tie in nicely if we ever get a Balinese hut. That was a previous Gumtree purchase that he tried to get over the line. I absolutely said that
will
never happen.
Well, I guess because you've got a Queenslander, an acreage, and a Bali hut doesn't necessarily go with that aesthetic. I told him I thought it was a great idea.
It's a terrible idea. His third point is that he can hang the yabby pots off it.
Okay.
So this is.
I don't think it's unreasonable, Liz.
Sarah, we have no yabbies. Okay. Because this was another dam expedition of Dane's. He loves going out to Somerset Dam. He came home with 2 buckets full of Red Claw, poured them into the dam. He was like, I'm going to start a Red Claw colony out here in Eaton's Hill. And then the Red Claw, after one big rainfall, crossed our driveway. It went like this.
I'm just picturing like Sebastian from The Little Mermaid.
That's what it was like.
I have to get out of here. I want to go home to Somerset.
50 Red Claw. We got rain and all of a sudden we're sitting out on the veranda and Dan goes, oh God, the Red Claw are out and they're crossing our driveway going into the horse paddock. They're out. Even they hate the bloody dam.
The pitter-patter of tiny Red Claws.
13-10-60 Brisbane. I'm trying to keep a straight face, but I'm very upset. 13-10-60 Brisbane. Should Dane buy the jetty? Should I let him buy the jetty? Has a jetty enriched your life? Perhaps I'm being too hard on my beloved husband.
Oh, I think you are. I think he's an ideas man. Helen from Bracken Ridge. Is he dreaming or is Lise being a handbrake again?
I think it's a great idea. We settle on a property in a couple of weeks' time with a dam, and the first thing we're doing is putting a jetty on it too.
Well, Helen, are you bidding on that $1,500 one?
Not giving you the listing because now I think he might be onto something. Helen, how big is your dam though?
It's probably sitting at about the 10-metre mark.
Okay, so this isn't unreasonable.
How big's your jetty?
We're going to make it. So it's actually going to be not quite the 10-metre mark.
So what are you going to do with the jetty, Helen? That's what I want to know. Dane wants to fish off it with the boys, although we have no fish in the dam. So I don't really know. That's like I just look at him like he's gone crazy because I'm like, what are we fishing off it? I don't get it. What are you intending on doing?
I see the benefits of putting a jetty in because there's no pool at the property. So my kids will be swimming in the dam. And rather than them getting in and out of the dam via the dirt,
yeah, the shore
area, they're going to be climbing in and out of it on and off the ladder.
Okay. You've got eels in your dam, don't
you? There's one eel. Dane took the canoe out to try and find the eel.
Wait.
That's he took the canoe out. This is a 111 kilogram, 6 foot four man, sat in a teeny tiny canoe, took two strokes of the oars and absolutely did a 360. It was like the Solo Man, remember that drink?
Yes.
Except it wasn't that hot. Like, he just fell into the dam trying to find the eel, the Lone Ranger eel.
Came up with a lotus flower on his head. Hey, Martine from Clear Mountain, should Dane get the jetty?
I think he should, because you can use it as leverage for something that you want later.
That's what I think, but Lise doesn't like buying things for herself.
But Martine, this is the thing. I'm so lucky that Dane would happily, like, if I want to buy something, he's like, go for it, Lise. There is no hesitation at his end. If I need to buy myself something or I want to, he's happy for me to do that. But I don't really, do I, Sarah?
No, you're not.
Like, everyone's dream wife.
It's a struggle. I know. My husband, Wills, was frothing when Lise was talking about tax deductions yesterday. Like, you don't just spend a dollar to save a dollar. And he was like, gee, she's sensible. I love that you hang out with her. Like,
Beau from Chapel Hill, help me out here. Jetty or no jetty?
No jetty. But it's a good idea. Instead of him buying everything off your dime or their dime, give him an allowance so that he can save up to buy his stuff.
Okay.
But the thing is, Bo, she'd give him like $10 a week. So you can get that jetty in 2019.
Bo, I like your idea. He already has a Bunnings allowance. Okay? And he's also got a super cheap auto allowance. I mean, I can't extend that. Like, it's just too much, Sarah.
Well, I think we need to work on this. I cannot wait to see what Dane's got next week in store for us.
Those two girls on Hit 105.